plaster cast copy of the Euthydicus Chore, Greek, late archaic period. Original sculpture produced in Attica circa 490 BCE. Found fragmented in the Athens Acropolis between 1882 and 1886. James Logie Memorial Collection, accession number CC14. Before us stands a young maiden. Her proportions are that of a realistic young woman, though her head is slightly oversized. At just over 1.2 metres tall, she stands upright on a small circular base. Her left leg is inched forward slightly in front of her right leg, giving her a sense of being in motion. Known as the contrapposto stance, this pose sought to innovate and move away from the stiffness seen in earlier ancient Greek sculptures. The statue is a copy made of plaster. The original sculpture would have been carved from marble and richly painted. This copy, however, is plain white with a slight pink tinge. The Euthydicus Chore shows some signs of damage. She is missing the fingers from her left hand and her right arm from the elbow down. A single braid of hair on her left torso is also missing. She also has several minute cracks, some of which are evidence of her restoration after the 2010 Canterbury earthquakes. Interestingly, some cosmetic cracks were copied from the original Chore during the plaster-making process. These show the weathering on the original sculpture. The maiden has her hair in ropey braids, shaped into a thick fringe, which protrudes from beneath her headband and arches across her face above her eyebrows. On the side of her head, several ropey braids flow down her neck, over her shoulders, back and breasts, until they reach just above her navel. She has soft, rounded figures and a relaxed facial expression. Her eyes are shaped like almonds, typical of the archaic period, but her neutral expression and more natural-looking mouth are more typical of early classical or severe styles of Greek sculpture. The Euthydicus Chore is dressed in a softly draped chiton, a full-length dress that runs all the way to her ankles. On top of that, she also wears an outer garment known as a hymation, which is pinned over her right shoulder and passes under her left arm. Traces of the highly patterned decoration adorning the garment of the original statue are evident, as seen from the geometric lines on her right sleeve. Her clothing is almost transparent, as you can clearly see the outline of her breasts. The fabric is incredibly lifelike in the way it flows over her body. The Chore's missing right arm would have stretched out directly in front of her at waist height, while her left arm is bent down towards her knees. The fabric of her dress rises upwards to meet her missing left hand. It is thought that the Chore was likely holding an offering or symbolic object, such as a persimmon, in her right hand and was pulling her chiton aside with her left to facilitate movement. She stands barefoot on a small round base with an inscription in Greek which translates as Euthydicus, son of Thaliarchos, dedicated me. It is carved in letters large enough to be read from a distance and wraps around the base so it can be read from multiple angles. The original Euthydicus Chore, housed at the Acropolis Museum in Athens, was found in two parts on the Acropolis during the 1880s. The first fragment, found in 1882, was the top portion of her body, from her head down to above her navel. The second fragment, from just above her knee down to and including the base of the sculpture, was found between 1886 to 1887. The manufacturer of the plaster cast Chore filled in the missing midsection when they created the plaster cast. It is likely that the Euthydicus Chore was a votive statue intended to be an offering and stood on the grounds of the Acropolis itself. Researchers believe it was part of the ritually buried debris left in the wake of the Persian invasion of Athens and the destruction of the Acropolis in 480 BCE.